Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, it is Tuesday, June the 2nd. Hallelujah, praise God.
He will.
And God will deliver. Hey, I am Evangelist Faye, and I'm back with you with the words of encouragement. And I do hope and pray that everyone is doing fine and doing well through the pandemic. Even though we have a big issue that's going on with the rioting and the protesting, let God handle this situation. It's sad to see that we have gotten to this state in the world, but we know God is victorious in all things. My topic today is about honesty and truth. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, let your Holy Spirit guide me and keep me well. I pray that no weapons be formed against me shall prosper. So I'm saying this for those that are sick and shut in, let God reinforce you and reinforce your faith. Amen. I pray for those that are going through some things, some difficulties in their life. And I hope that God would get you through those things. Amen. Amen. Again, my topic is about honesty, truth. Okay. How about that? Yes. Okay. What is honesty and why is it so important? What's wrong with a little white lie? The Bible actually has a lot to say about honesty. As God has called Christians honest people, even little white lies to protect someone's feelings can compromise your faith. Amen. Remember that speaking and living the truth help those around us come to truth. I'm going to repeat this again. Remember that speaking and living the truth help those around us come to truth. Amen. Amen. Good honesty and truth. Christ said, He is the way, the truth, and the life. If Christ is truth, then it follows that lying is moving away from Christ. Being honest is about following in God's footsteps, for He cannot lie. If the Christian goal is to become more God-like and God-centered, then honesty needs to be focused. Hebrews 6:18 says, "So God has given both His promise and His oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie." Amen. Honesty reveals our character. Honesty is a direct reflection of your inner character. Your actions are a reflection of your faith, and reflecting the truth in your actions is a part of being a good witness. Learning how to be more honest will also help you keep a clear conscience. Again, it will help you keep a clear conscience. Amen. Amen. In Luke 16:10, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with very much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:19, cling to your faith in Christ and keep your conscience clear. For some people have deliberately violated their consequences. As a result, their faith has been shipwrecked. Again, as a result, their faith has been shipwrecked. I don't plan to be on no shipwreck. I don't plan to be on no battered boat. All I know is that my conscience is clear. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 12:5, the plans of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. Proverbs 12:5. God's desire, well, your honesty level is a reflection of your character. It is also a way to show your faith in the Bible. And God made honesty one of his commandments. Since God cannot lie, he sets the example for all his people. It is God's desire that we follow that example in all that we do. Amen. How to keep your faith strong? Being honest is not always easy. As Christians, we know how easy it is to fall into sin. Therefore, we need to work at being truthful and at its works. The world does not give us easy situations, and sometimes we need to really work to keep our eyes on God in order to find answers. Amen. Honesty is also not just how you speak to others, but also how you speak to yourself. While humility and modesty is a good thing, being too harsh on yourself is not being truthful. Also, thinking too highly of yourself is a sin. Thus, it is important for you to find a balance of knowing your blessings and shortcomings so you can continue to grow and flourish. Again, this is Evangelist Faye, and I pray and I keep you in prayer and hope that you have a blessed day. And again, this is my word of faith encouragement segment. Each day I will come and I'll give you a brief word. And I hope this word will help you and keep you going throughout the day. I know there's a whole lot of different formats on blog talk, and that's fine. I'm not in competition or anything. And I'm just giving the word. I'm just the messenger. Amen. Amen. Again, I love you and God bless you because God, he first loved me. Let his love shine on your heart. Honesty and truth. Amen. Until tomorrow, I'll be back with another word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.